wisdom. Because toolboxes know more than tradies give them credit for. They see the tradies' attempts to grow their business, the random advertising on search, social, classifieds.
Start with high pages,
they yelled.
You get more jobs.
Cries unheard from the back of a ute. Tradies to build your business.
Start with high pages.
What's our favourite getaway spot?
The Melbourne Caravan and Camping Leisure Fest. And this year, there's more to see and do than ever.
Start here.
Go anywhere.
Sandown Racecourse, October 3 to 6. Tickets at caravanshow.com.au.
Hi, it's Kyle and Jackie O here. If you love all the latest celebrity goss, we have the podcast perfect for you.
It's our O News, where you'll get the latest from the celebrity world.
Kyle and Jackie's O News podcast. Press follow in whatever podcast app you're on to stay up to date.
Yes.
We'll do it live.
The biggest radio show in Australian history.
Get your hands up. Woo!
Broadcasting around the world.
The world.
The king and queen of radio.
Kyle and Jackie O.
Kyle Sanderlands and Jackie O. Henderson.
The Kyle and Jackie O. Show
reigns supreme.
A show in Australia called The Kyle and Jackie O. Show.
Home of the world's biggest stars.
You know we're superstars. We are.
Hi, Ed Sheeran here.
Hey, this is Taylor Swift.
We're Colin Jackie O.
This is Pink.
What's up, guys? This is Justin Bieber.
Hi, this is Ariana Grande.
Hey, Chris Hemsworth here with Kyle and Jackie O.
Just getting started. How we feeling? Thanks for coming.
Kyle and Jackie O.
It's a good name, right?
You're listening to the boy from the big bad city.
This is the best radio show I've ever heard in my entire life.
You guys are incredible.
Kyle, let's go!
The golden microphone is on.
It's the Kyle and Jackie O, Hour of Power, still out of Beverly Hills. Hi, Jack.
Hey, Kyle.
Today, a lot of people, Tyler Henry, that psychic medium, he's got a Netflix show now.
Yeah, he does. I love Tyler Henry. Yeah, he's so good.
Really, really genuine young kid.
Very sweet, too.
Yeah, really sweet.
We're going to be chatting to him. Also, George Costanza, otherwise known as Jason Alexander, from Seinfeld. Kyle caught up with him on set of the Uber Eats ad.
That's right.
In Los Angeles.
It was weird because, like, everyone knows Costanza, you know?
Yeah.
No one knows Jason Alexander,
well,
the actor.
Well, we just see them as the same people, to be honest.
I know. We get here. I sat with him. That was great. And we got a weird ranger coming on for TMI today. The dude looking for women.
Yeah. Yep. Yep, that's coming up in a round of our news. All the gossip on the way.
Okay, live out of Beverly Hills, this is the Kyle and Jackie O Hour of Power.
Time stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel. Like this will last forever, looking in your eye. I see my whole life. They say you know it, well you know it, and I know. Oh, promise that you'll hold me close, don't let me go.
Kyle Jackie O Hour of Power.
If you do know me, you probably know me as Jason Alexander.
Best known on television is George Costanza.
Jason Alexander, we're here in Hollywood. I didn't realize you actually lived here. I just assumed you're a New Yorker.
Yes, that's the big illusion of the Seinfeld show. They took everybody from New York, moved them out to L.A. to make a show about New York.
Did you really work here?
We shot no actor.
Yeah.
In any frame of the Seinfeld show was ever in New York City.
That blows my mind.
Everything that looked like New York, we did here. Now, they would shoot some, you know, some established shots in New York. But no actor performed a frame of the Seinfeld show in New York.
Okay, this is interesting. So we saw the Uber Eats campaign that you're the star of. We've seen a lot of people on these. They've bought out the cream of the crop for Uber. Did you ever sit back and go, will I get a call for this? Is it something... Like, you're not the type of guy who's chasing the Colgate ad and the Brute 33. You're not that guy. But this is it's a different company, Uber Eats. Why do you think so many big-name stars are like, I'm in it? Because we use it? We can relate?
Well, we definitely use it. Uber Eats became my friend during the pandemic.
Yes, a lot of us love that.
I didn't, because there were other apps that were doing delivery stuff, but they had, like, niche
weird
areas.
Names, yes. I want the
and
whole
when
suburb.
And when my son, my older son Gabe, who said to me, why don't you just use Uber? Because I don't need a ride. And he said, no, they do. This is what they do. And I got the app. And I'm,
How old's your oldest?
My oldest is 32.
Oh, my oldest is 2 years old.
Oh.
That's all I've got.
That's my grandson's
age. Assumed I wasn't working. So that's your grandson's age?
Yeah.
God, no.
So if you'd like to double duty for a while.
No. So when you did this campaign, obviously it's going back nostalgic. It's a classic character. I'm assuming it's George. Did they ever ask you to take the beard off? Like really commit to the role?
So it's not George, it's Jason. But, it's Jason with a smattering of George.
Because Jason is like... Neurotic?
It's Jason is Jason,
right.
Even though the woman playing my wife is not my wife.
Right.
The beard, they would have loved for me to not have the beard.
Did they ask?
Of course they
asked.
And
you said...
It's not because of a vanity thing. I am about to do a production of Fiddler on the Roof, and I need...
But this is TV. That's like theatre.
Yeah, I understand.
I know theatre types think theatre is above movie star.
Well, we do kind of elevate it.
But isn't it theatre, TV star, movie star?
No. Well, for many, if I could make a living as a movie star, I might change my order of hierarchy.
What a great character.
Let's go back to 1980.
Who would have thought that would read so badly now?
I'm surprised it is still as beloved as it is.
It's a movie about a prostitute.
Yeah.
That's not how it was sold to us, though. But we fell in love with the spirit of the story. It goes to show all different types of humans... Have a nice story.
Well, I'll tell you what Pretty Woman is. It is a testament to how good Julia Roberts is.
She's fabulous.
Because that performance kind of makes you forgive everything else.
Yeah, it does. That's
true.
She's
so radiant.
Yeah.
In that film.
And delightful.
That you just kind of, you go, okay.
Do you think Julia would do the Uber Eats?
Julia Roberts?
Yeah. Would she do that?
You want me to ring her up?
ring her up.
She might. Who knows?
I've got to ask one more thing.
Sure.
It's nothing to do with the Uber or any of the past amazing work you've done. You've done cartoon voices. I felt stay in your own lane. You're a TV, you're a movie guy. You want to do the voices now. That's sort of my area. But anyway, you do. Is it weird that as a 53-year-old man in Mel's Diner, I took a photo of a man who I really admired his look? And I've been searching for a different look. And when you're dealing with this, you're limited.
Who's the guy you...
I can show you the photo. Yeah. I don't know the guy. I did a sneaky...
Oh, was he a patron?
Another diner. I didn't know. I was with other people and they were like, that's not on.
And he's the guy you want to emulate?
Well, I'll show you because I've got the gray hair and the beard.
Sure, yeah.
And I'm limited. I'll just quickly show you.
That's not limited in my book.
Well, yeah.
I only have the beard. You at least got the hair.
But I've got
the
Bruno back here. Bruno, he's bald. He's got all these issues. I said, no one cares. What do you think of that guy's... What do you think?
Oh, sure.
Do you think I could pull that off?
You could pull that off, absolutely.
Okay, well...
That's a little hair gel. That's all that
I wanted
is.
To ask you, but I thought... You feel like you're the guy to ask.
Swag.
You
that's
feel
all
like
that
the
is.
Guy to ask. But
when it comes to styling and...
And do you just morph from to Jason to, you know, how you said a little bit of George, a little bit of Jason, an esque. It wasn't your wife. Who are you?
Who am I?
Who are you? Do you just put on...
I've been in therapy for 30 years trying to answer that question. You think if I could just spout that off, I would have saved thousands of
And people. I've noticed also, you'll pop up on other shows for like a story arc.
Sure.
Do you enjoy... is that something you pursue? Do you think, oh, I don't mind that, whatever. Let's say, not this, that you've done this, Malcolm in the Middle. Not that you've done it.
Mm-hmm.
You have?
Yeah.
Oh.
I did do a Malcolm
I wasn't
in the
a huge
middle.
Fan of the middle. But,
that's right.
But the story arc, you enjoyed those? Like, because so you mainly
you're talking
theater.
About guesting on other people's shows.
No, I don't know about it.
So when I guest on other people's shows, the question is, A, do I want to be with those people?
Right.
It's not even the show sometimes. Because some shows, you just don't hear much about them.
Sure.
But... if they are populated with people that I go, I think I would enjoy the company of that group.
The actors
It could be actors, writers, directors, yep. The whole shebang. When you step into somebody's show, you're stepping into their house. It's
right.
Their house.
And you're comfortable in their house, or do you like...
Well, it depends on who my host is.
Right, right.
I've guessed it on shows where I went, I hope this ends fairly quickly. And then there are ones that you step into, and you feel like you've been a part of it all along.
Right.
And, young Sheldon... was that way.
Oh, that's a great... Yeah, I love that show.
Marvelous Mrs. Maisel was
yes.
that way. So, you know, I've been lucky enough to guess right on a couple of occasions.
You've made all the right choices.
I was invited to those homes. That was nice.
Well, they are... Because I think acting, one of the hardest jobs to establish yourself in and be good and hugely successful, only the select few make it. But then making the right decisions along the way, there's layer upon layer of... extra stress being an actor that people don't see.
You know, most people don't get to make decisions. People always... One of the questions that I get asked all the time is, how do you choose your roles? And I went...
Luck.
I don't take the ones that aren't offered to me. That's about the only choice I get
to make. So what? You can't...
The rest of it is, you know, is it really happening? Is it? Do I have to be naked?
Oh,
no?
Okay, that's
good.
And then they fall through some of these
some
things?
Some fall through. Some make it. Some you do it. They never get out. Some, they, you know, but it's... There's 50 people in Hollywood that are choosing their roles. The rest of us are going, you want me?
Please,
oh
thank
my
you,
God,
thank you.
You know.
Well, look, the current role, Uber Eats.
Yeah.
It's great. It's great because you've been in our lives our whole life. I know that's probably not great from your end, but from us, you're just one of those iconic, amazing actors.
Oh,
and you feel like you know you, but obviously we don't know you.
No.
You don't even know yourself, whether you're George,
no,
whether you're,
I'm still
you're
searching.
Jason.
I'm still searching.
Good luck with
I'll
the therapy.
Thank you.
Thanks for a brilliant ad. And thanks for letting me come by the set and have a chat.
My pleasure. Did they give you an Uber Eats bag on the way in?
No, but what do you get?
Whatever you want. That's the beauty.
The canned laughter.
Everything you want except the things you shouldn't have, like canned laughter.
Who came out with the canned laughter? Was that a
that was them.
Was that you?
No, that's not me. That was them.
So you've come up with nothing. You've just...
No.
You've scooped up all the magic.
That
you've
is
been
the glory
by
of
unicorn.
Being me. Is I get to go for the ride.
I love it.
I get
it.
The lion's share of the money.
I love
with
it.
None of the responsibility.
That's what we all want.
Right?
It's good to see you, mate. Thanks
Thank
so much for
friend.
Having me.
A pleasure.
Pleasure to see you.
And do the look.
I know, I'm going to.
It's going to be
I'll
great.
Send you a photo.
I look forward to it.
Thank you, mate. Jason Alexander. Thank you, mate. Appreciate
My
it.
My pleasure.
The Kyle and Jackie O.
Hour of power.
already made it. The fire's raging, but you're so beautiful and it's amazing. Cause I can taste it, our final odyssey.
One game, one world record, and one chance for eternal glory. Just tell us, is this a soft drink or a beer?
Beer.
Oh, I definitely can't hear it. That was a soft drink.
Wrong again.
Have a crack at the world record of 8 cans in a row and etch your name in Australian folklore forever. Can you hear it? It's on every day this week on Will and Woody.
This afternoon from 4.
Only on Kiss 1011.
Yes, sir!
Tom Gleeson is putting Pete Hellier, Aaron Chan, Reese Nicholson, Mel Buttle and Conchetta Caristo to the task.
These idiots going to struggle, aren't they?
New Taskmaster, 7:30 Tuesday on 10 and 10 Play.
Hello, Frank Walker from National Tiles. National Tiles' famous annual outdoor paver promotion is on now. Yes, whether you're a professional landscaper or a DIY renovator, do not miss the National Tiles famous annual outdoor paver promotion on now. $100 travertine look pavers for under $50. $90 20mm porcelain pavers for under $48. Concrete look outdoor tiles sacrifice for under $20. So rush into National Tiles now and save.
How was your day, son?
Oh, tiring. Spent all day getting this erection up.
How's it looking?
Yeah, I'm actually really happy. Here's a shot I took of it.
That could be your best one yet. How long will it stay up for?
A good 3 months, I think.
Reminds me of the good old days.
If you need scaffolding, Precision Scaffolding will come to your worksite and put up a quality erection that meets all building regulations and safety standards. They do it on budget, fully insured, and it's guaranteed on time or it's free. T's and C's apply. PrecisionScaffolding.com.au.
To grow your business, you need to be on the ball, on track, and on point when it comes to finance. To grow your business, you need On Deck, just like Edward from Hobart.
In today's competitive environment, a business needs support to expand and grow, and the traditional banks are reluctant to lend. The On Deck experience for me was quick and easy.
Get on the ball with On Deck. Visit ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
Kyle, Jackie O.
Did you know that you can listen to us anywhere you go on the free iHeartRadio app?
Beach, coffees, socialising.
Something to do every day, something a little bit different.
It's the only audio streaming app you'll ever really need. Download it right now for free.
Walking their dogs, enjoying the sun, it's just great.
We're heading down the park for a barbie, a couple of brewskis.
Get us on the move no matter where you are.
Search Kyle and Jackie O.
Laser Clinics Australia's Big Beauty Sale is on now. Save 50% on laser hair removal and selected skin treatments like microdermabrasion, skin needling and more. Hurry, limited time only. Book now at laserclinics.com.au and save 50%. T's and C's apply. See website for details.
Stay on top of your game with fast, non-drowsy 24-hour allergy action. Get Telfast 180mg 100 value pack for a great price every day at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Okay, Frank, let's go for a take.
G'day, Frank from Midas here. Taking a car to a mechanic can leave you feeling like my Uncle Sean. A bit confused. But at Midas, we've got you covered. With easy payment options, our Midas nationwide guarantee, transparent pricing, and we can wrap too.
My name is MC Frank, and I'm here to say that your left rear tyre has worn away.
Frank, we like it more when you don't rap. Just say the tagline.
Oh, Midas, you can rely on us.
Toolboxes, a tradie's repository of hammers, screwdrivers and wisdom. Because toolboxes know more than tradies give them credit for. They see the tradies' attempts to grow their business, the random advertising on search, social, classifieds.
Start with high pages,
they yelled.
You get more jobs,
cries unheard from the back of a ute. Tradies, to build your business,
start with high pages.
Hey guys, it's Britt and I am back. Let me tell you, Bali was incredible. I stayed at the Ayana Resort for the first time and my God, it had everything. This place was so big with so many restaurants, 14 pools, a private beach, everything you could want. You deserve a holiday too. And when you go through Jetstar Holidays, not only can you book flights, hotels and much more all in one spot, but you'll save with exclusive deals and sexy perks. So do it now. Search Jetstar Holidays or head to jetstar.com.
The secret.
Hire the right person for the right role.
Right on.
Because your business needs someone that suits. Suits like a power suit.
With shoulder pads.
Hiring the right people for your small business is not a secret. It's the secret.
That's actually a website.
Yes, technically.
Seek.com.au. It's literally a website.
With better candidate matches than ever before.
Seek!
And you shall find.
Don't miss out. Mimosa Homes' Double Advantage promotion is on now. Save big and build the home you've always wanted with premium upgrades like higher ceilings, stunning kitchen benchtops and more. Plus, the first 250 buyers get up to 50% off fixed site costs. Hurry, these savings are limited and once they're gone, they're gone. Visit one of Mimosa Homes' 50 display centres across Melbourne today and secure double the savings before it's too late. T's and C's apply.
Mimosa Homes.
Buckle up for Baby Bunting Safely on Board Sale. Save up to $300 off selected car seats, $70 off selected carriers and more. Plus, book our expert car seat installation. Get safely on board with Baby Bunting.
Bye, Baby Bunting.
Exclusions, T's and C's apply.
Laser Clinics Australia's Big Beauty Sale is on now. Save 50% on laser hair removal and selected skin treatments like microdermabrasion, skin needling and more. Hurry, limited time only. Book now at laserclinics.com.au and save 50%. T's and C's apply. See website for details.
With so many holiday homes on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking.yeah.
Get mind-blowing prices with Macca's new loose change menu. A 50-cent soft serve, $2 hamburgers and frozen drinks from $1.
Available 10:30 a.m. to midnight for a limited time at participating Vic restaurants. Excludes McDelivery.
Melbourne's number one hit music station. 101.1. This is Kiss.
Good for you, I guess you moved on really easily. You found a new girl and it only took a couple weeks. Remember when you said that you wanted to give me the world? For you, I guess that you've been working on yourself. I guess the therapist I found for you, she really helped. Now you can be a better man for your brand new girl. Getting everything you want. You bought a new car and your career's really taking off. It's like we never even happened, baby. Tell me what is up with that. And good for you, it's like you never even met me. Remember when you swore to God I was the only person who ever got you? Well, screw that and screw you.
guess you moved on really easily.
This is the Kyle and Jackie O Show. It's the Hour of Power. Jack's got some O news, all thanks to dailymail.com.au. Everything you need to know right now. What's happening, Jack?
Cardi B's divorce from Offset is getting a slightly uglier.
So they're through.
She filed for divorce from him in July. They've been together for 6 years.
Aren't they always on, off, on, off?
Well, yeah, but I don't think anymore. She was 7 months pregnant with their third child at the time when this happened.
Right.
And she's never afraid to air her dirty laundry. She went on Instagram Live yesterday and was addressing Offset directly in this Instagram live.
You got it?
And bear in mind, just for context, Offset allegedly cheated on her during her pregnancy. So that's why she's pissed.
What, is this for us to now feel bad, like, that he's naughty?
Well, just why she's pissed.
Why she's pissed.
I guess for context.
But there's no proof.
Well, I don't want to say our right, because how would I know, you know? I don't know, no.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's have a listen.
Yo, when I tell you, the narcissism is all-time high. And you know what's so crazy? I really be feeling like when people be saying, like, narcissist and everything, I be like, do y'all even know what that word mean? But now I really do see what's a narcissist. You know what I find so crazy? That a think that they could just buy a bitch. You know what I'm saying? I love me shit, but you can't buy me no more, motherfucker. And it's so crazy that a that that's enough. It's not enough, honey. It's just not enough. And you know what's so funny, too? Since you want to fucking threaten me, talking about you want to take my shit, you want to take my shit because I'm moving on? Move on. Why can't you move on? Thank you for my kids, though. All three of them. I don't regret none of them. But I regret you. F*** you. I'm too good for you. I've always been too good for you.
Yeah. Wow, it's ugly. And then he was on there. So, you know, when you join an Instagram Live, it will say, like, Kyle Sanderlands has joined this Instagram Live. Right. But it said, obviously, Offset has joined this Instagram Live.
So he went on to watch it.
And then he commented.
Oh, God.
And he said,
I love these open forum arguments.
He said, you effed with a baby inside. Tell the truth. So he's accusing her of being the one of cheating.
It sounds like he might have just thrown a wild lie grenade into that.
Oh, it sounds very narcissistic to do that. I think she's quite right in calling him a narcissist.
I'm a bit with Cardi B. I am a bit confused at what girls think a narcissist is.
Yeah. Like, it's not. Well, I don't know. I can't speak for what girls think a narcissist is.
Anyone that doesn't agree with what the girls think is
and
a
that's
narcissist.
Right. A lot of people confuse what narcissism is. They don't understand it completely.
Didn't it used to just mean you love yourself?
No. Well, that's, I think back in the day, people did think that, actually.
Sorry, I had to laugh at you then, Jackie. You're telling us what a narcissist is while constantly adjusting your fringe like some sort of TikTok girl. Like, the whole time you were saying you're in what a narcissist where you're trying to make your fringe
isn't
as perfect.
Someone who wants to, like, look good.
What
that's
is it?
That's not it.
Yeah, this is it. It's changed now, Kyle. The girls.
What's the dictionary
no,
meaning?
Lockie,
get the dictionary
no,
meaning of
narcissist.
I know
what a narcissist is and is no one's it? Changed the meaning. It's just people now understand
you
the
may,
definition.
You may know. But we don't know.
Yeah. Guys,
Lockie is going
to
read out the actual meaning of narcissism.
Well, okay.
So, narcissism is a self-centered personality style characterized as having an excessive preoccupation with oneself and one's own needs, often at the expense of others.
That's perfectly explained.
That's every person on earth, so everyone knows.
No. And if you want to break it down even more.
At the end of the day, everyone will choose themselves. Before they,
no, they don't have a lot of empathy. They are incapable of having empathy. They're very charismatic other people.
Never
but
said
behind
anything about
closed
that.
Doors.
Never
no,
said
but
anything
I've
about
read
that.
Up about narcissism.
Yeah, but the dictionary doesn't.
That's
so
giving you one line.
So what some herbalist thinks that
that's
it's
giving
all these
you
other
one
things?
Line. One line. That's all. Yeah, it's just a quick definition if you want to understand it more.
I don't really. I think I am probably a narcissist.
Well, what you were just saying then, Jackie, I was like, Kyle,
you're super charismatic and you want to impress everybody because you feed off being put on a pedestal and being praised by others.
That is absolutely
now,
correct.
Now, when the adoration wears off in a partner...
It never wears off.
No, in a partner...
Oh, yeah, you divorce them.
Right. Yes.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
like,
you go,
no,
bitch,
or,
where's the new lot?
Or what happens is you will then, behind closed doors, that narcissist will treat you like shit because you're no longer seeing them with rose-coloured glasses.
You know what?
But they make out they're amazing to everyone.
I
anyone else.
I mustn't be a narcissist because I don't treat the girls, anyone that I've been in a relationship with, married to, dated.
Yeah, very nice.
Don't treat them like shit.
No.
If the relationship sours behind the scenes, I go a bit insular and sad, thinking maybe my idea of love is a fantasy and it's not a real... I can never achieve what
I
want.
How do you communicate that feeling?
To who?
To your partner.
Myself.
To your partner.
Oh, once you know that, it's the communication, you think, you had your shot, there's not worth communicating.
Oh,
it's time to move on. Once you realise, that they're not into me, and I need more than that, convincing them to pretend or to... people are just never going to change.
Because they can move on super
people
quick.
Won't change.
Yeah, and they're just...
Making someone, do this or do that because you want this and you feel that you've read a book, it's bullshit.
Yeah.
You've got to mix or you don't.
You're probably talking about something slightly different there, I think. You're talking about someone... I'm talking about myself. I'm not talking about a partner falling out of love with you. I'm talking about just that you no longer... You know how when you meet someone and in the honeymoon period, they would probably put you on a bit of a pedestal, adore you.
Yeah,
and then as the relationship grows and time goes on...
just a piece of shit, you're not that special.
It's not as honeymoon-ish.
Yeah, that's everyone's relationship.
Right, and so a narcissist struggles with the no longer being adored. So they find
they can't
that
move
feed...
into the next stage of just...
That's right. So
sorry, how would Brooklyn understand?
Yeah.
You don't have the same feelings as straight people.
Again, you're missing out.
But, Mike Tyson, right? Let's move on. Yeah. Mike Tyson's fight is coming up to Jake Paul, and he said the other day to Jimmy Kimmel about how he's doing some pre-kind of concoction of magic mushrooms and weed, and he plans on being high when he is fighting. Were you there for that?
No.
Oh, okay, sorry. You're looking like...
But he went and admitted all this. What about the anti-drug rules? I will tell you,
I'll play it for you since you missed it. It was on Jimmy Kimmel. Have a listen.
Will you be high when you fight Jake Paul?
Oh, I'm going to be so high off life, yeah.
Will you be high on marijuana as well?
That's a possibility, too.
It is a possibility.
Yeah, Mike loves.
Yeah,
sure.
Well, Mike might be in trouble because the Texas Athletic Commission have warned that they will be drug testing Mike the day before the fight.
And if weed shows up, then... What, they're going to cancel the fight?
Because that's on the list. Yeah, and if it's a failed drug test, it means an automatic 90-day suspension, a fine, and if the winner of the fight tests positive, the outcome is changed to no decision. So they take the drug test, but they don't get the results back until after the fight. So if Mike wins, it will change.
But weed would make you a worse fight.
Totally.
Yeah, I know. That is crazy.
That's what nerds, the fun police nerds that test the drugs and they're weirdos.
They're just making sure you don't fudge it.
Yeah, but why? Get a life.
Well, I mean, sometimes it is unfair to others that aren't using the drugs.
What about men in women's sports?
Yeah, but let's not go... Listen.
Oh, sorry. It's not the right
form. You don't have to bring that up. That's a different argument. But this
is... Well, what's fair is fair for different people.
A genuine argument of, if someone's using enhancing drugs and the other person isn't...
It's not enhancing. It's dehancing.
Oh,
it's weed
is, but in general, it's drug testing in sport I'm talking about.
Oh, I don't need to be lectured about drug testing.
I know.
You don't even know shit about drug testing or sport.
No, that's true.
And here you are taking the affirmative on it.
Also, if weed's legal in the USA, is it even a drug anymore?
Are you allowed to box when
you've got alcohol, if you're a bit hungover?
I don't know.
Don't know. It's a good question.
Dumb rules.
Yeah. Diddy's life in prison, a little update for you.
How's he doing?
Not good. He's not eating. He doesn't want to eat because he thinks someone might secretly poison him because he's got that many haters out there.
Oh.
I do have the menu for what's on offer in his prison cell.
He's got what he's not eating.
Yeah, this is what he's choosing.
Write this down, everyone. This is what Diddy's not eating. If you want to join his plight and not eat the same thing as well, here's a list.
He can choose for dinner from chili mac and cheese or soy chili mac and cheese.
Oh.
With shredded cheese on top, some corn and bread and a beverage. That's his dinner. You can only imagine what that looks like on that tray.
Yeah.
Slop, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Corn, a bit of bread.
Mm.
And by the way, there's no margarine with that bread because the next day it says bread and then it says margarine with it that night.
So just dry bread.
So it's just dry bread.
So that's just to swap up the mac.
Yeah. And speaking of prison, Andrew O'Keefe, Australia's Andrew O'Keefe, who keeps going in and out of prison
He's
at the moment.
He's in Silverwater now, isn't he?
He is in Silverwater. Apparently he is the target of some cruel taunts with inmates who are crossing their arms in front of their faces every time they see him shouting, "No deal." Because he obviously was the Deal or No Deal host.
Let me tell you, there's not a lot to do in prison, and any bit of entertainment,
of course, the
prisoners are going to jump on board.
And prison officials don't deem this serious enough to segregate him, so he has to stay there and put up with it.
Sorry, I shouldn't laugh.
Yeah, really?
But screw that dog.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah, you're in the clink. That's the way it is.
Yeah. Well...
No deal. They're all no deal. Every time he walks into the prison yard, poor bastard.
Oh, look, there are worse things you could be heckled about. Yeah. It's not that big a deal, to be honest.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
It's easy to say when you and I are in Hollywood and this donkey's in Silverwater.
Kyle and Jackie O's Hour of Power. Everyone in Melbourne is chasing Coldplay tickets.
I dreamed of love. I wrote a song for you, and all the things that you do, and it was called Yellow.
And I will try to fix you.
Free tickets to see them live.
And we mean all of them.
We have reserved an entire row for you and all your friends.
Ah, yes, thank you so much. I'm so excited. I love Coldplay.
Keep it Kiss all day between 10 and 3 to win. From your home of Coldplay, Melbourne's number one hit music station, Kiss 101.1.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. on 7 and 7 Plus.
Hello. Frank Walker from National Tiles. National Tiles' famous annual outdoor paver promotion is on now. Yes, whether you're a professional landscaper or a DIY renovator, do not miss the National Tiles' famous annual outdoor paver promotion on now. $100 travertine look pavers for under $50. $90 20mm porcelain pavers for under $48. Concrete look outdoor tiles sacrificed for under $20. So rush into National Tiles now and save.
On, off. On, off. Having access to cash can switch your business on, help you grow and scale. But without a healthy cash flow, your business can get switched off. Fast. If you want to switch your business on to buy new stock or equipment or simply improve your cash flow, get on deck with an OnDeck business loan. OnDeck provide business loans up to $250,000 with funding possible the same business day. Switch your business on. Visit ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
At Woolworths, save on your shop this spring with great weekly specials. Like marinated kebab varieties with RSPCA-approved chicken from the deli, now $1 each, save 40 cents. That's today's fresh food, people. On sale until October 1st, while stocks last, may not be available in all stores or online.
Victoria, the SEC is back. I'm here with Wind for comment. Go ahead, Wind. So you're saying the SEC is investing in renewable energy, like wind, solar and storage, and supporting us to go electric at home. Ah, so they'll help reduce energy bills, drive down emissions, and create jobs. Thanks, Wind. Keep up the great work. SEC, powering Victoria for Victorians. secvictoria.com.au. Authorised by the Victorian Government, Melbourne.
Paying too much for your mobile plan? Break free from that pricey telco with the Escape Plan by Amaysim. With 60% off, you'll get our $40 mobile plan for just $15 with 100 gigs of data on your first renewal. Plus, we're now offering great value NBN, because speed doesn't need to be expensive. Switch at amaysim.com.au. Amaysim! Offer until 15 October, then it's $40 for 80 gigs every 28 days. Online only. NBN for eligible customers only. T's and C's apply.
G'day, mate.
Oh, g'day.
How's your weekend?
Yeah, not bad.
Family okay?
Yep.
And how's your erection going?
Hey, good. Take a look for yourself.
If you need scaffolding, Precision Scaffolding will come to your worksite and put up a quality erection that meets all building regulations and safety standards. They do it on budget, fully insured, and it's guaranteed on time or it's free. T's and C's apply. PrecisionScaffolding.com.au.
Hey guys, it's Britt and I am back. Let me tell you, Bali was incredible. I stayed at the Ayana Resort for the first time and my God, it had everything. This place was so big with so many restaurants, 14 pools, a private beach, everything you could want. You deserve a holiday too. And when you go through Jetstar Holidays, not only can you book flights, hotels and much more all in one spot, but you'll save with exclusive deals and sexy perks. So do it now. Search Jetstar Holidays or head to jetstar.com.
Resources mined or quarried in Australia one day are being manufactured into bricks, aluminium and glass using Australian natural gas the next. Natural gas is used by Australian manufacturers to generate extreme heat over many hours to process and add value to Australia's natural resources. That's how natural gas supports Australian manufacturing and thousands of jobs. Find out more at keepingthecountryrunning.com.au. Authorised by S. McCulloch, Australian Energy Producers Limited, Canberra.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bron, Chief Vet at RSPCA Victoria. This Thursday is RSPCA's Giving Day. For one day only, whatever you donate to the RSPCA to help animals in our care, our sponsors will match it. Your donation helps make it possible for our team to rescue, rehabilitate and rehome thousands of Victoria's most vulnerable animals every year. More than 90% of our funding comes from the generous support of Victorian animal lovers. So if you can, please search RSPCA and donate this Thursday.
I don't think dying's the worst thing that can happen to you here.
The phenomenon Frog returns for a brand new season only on Stan.
You have no idea what we're dealing with.
From the producers of Lost, legendary horror author Stephen King calls it scary as hell.
Nothing that I've been through is possible.
A group of strangers are hunted by unknown terrors in a town they can't escape.
The only way we go home is together.
Hello? The brand new season of From, now streaming only on Stan.
Laser Clinics Australia's big beauty sale is on now. Save 50% on laser hair removal and selected skin treatments like microdermabrasion, skin needling and more. Hurry, limited time only. Book now at laserclinics.com.au and save 50%. T's and C's apply. See website for details.
You haven't had chicken until you've had charcoal chicken at Elgina. However you say it, Elgina's chicken is always crispy on the outside, juicy on the inside, and charcoal to perfection. Oh, and their famous garlic sauce. I like to smother it on bread, pack it with chicken, and feel my eyes roll back into my head. It's not just chicken. It's Elgina's charcoal chicken. Find a location near you at elgina.com.au.
Is your to-do list a never-ending story? Airtasker has you covered. The app where you can hire the right person to do any task. They have the tools, the skills, and lots of verified ratings and reviews from locals just like you. Whether it's hanging blinds, building flat packs, designing logos, or walking Sharon? Oh, your pet Frenchie. There's a tasker waiting to take care of your to-do list so you can spend more time doing what you want to do. Get more done with Airtasker.
Judgment. I know I have good taste. It's funny and it's ironic that only I feel that way. I promise I'm not too different. And everyone makes mistakes, but just don't. I heard that you're an actor, so act like a stand-up guy. Whatever devil's inside you, don't let him out tonight. I tell them it's just your culture, and everyone rolls their eyes. Yeah, I know. All I'm asking, baby, please, 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 don't prove I'm right. Trucker out. Please.
this around Australia is the Kyle and Jackie O Hour of Power.
I see dead people.
Please welcome Tyler Henry.
It's the Kyle and Jackie O Show. Tyler Henry. We know this name. We've known this name. It's got to be 10 years, right, Jackie?
Oh, yeah. We should ask Tyler, actually, how long, like, he's been doing this for on TV, obviously.
Tyler Henry. That's right. The world-renowned. What do you call yourself? All-round good guy, psychic medium.
You know, Macaulay Culkin impersonator.
Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah.
Kevin.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah.
I consider myself a clairvoyant medium.
Correct.
Yeah.
Clairvoyant medium. Do you ever get messages come through that are so loud that you can't ignore it?
There are times, but I have kind of learned there's a time and a place.
Yeah.
And I never want to make someone's process worse. So I prefer people reach out to me. I don't really like to give messages at, like, the supermarket.
We see people that seem to have the same gift you have. I feel that yours is, like, being proved time and time again. Just watching you and your craft.
Thank you.
It's almost absurd to think anything other than it's the legit real deal.
Well, I think that it's always important to be willing to rise to the occasion. I understand skepticism, I understand doubt, and I think when you know what you are, you can kind of stand in security with that.
Yes.
And so I'm fine with discourse around it. I don't understand the ability itself, and I don't even really have many beliefs around it. It just kind of is.
What, religious beliefs or anything like this? You're just sort of in the middle of, acceptance for whatever this may actually end up being.
So you don't have any idea of, like, what we can expect?
Well, from the thousands of readings that I've done, it seems to indicate that life continues on, that there's some continuity of experience.
And right.
At the very least, that seems to be the resounding case. But there also seems to be something about introspection. Every person that seems to come through seems to acknowledge having a greater understanding. And so that seems to speak that to the other side, there's something about growth, evolution, looking back in hindsight and
some lesson or something.
Yes. Do you think people have regrets on the other side, or by that stage you see it differently?
I think they definitely look back and see the ripple effect of not only their actions, but their inactions.
Yeah.
So not only the things we did, but the things we didn't do. And I think that gives them a more well-rounded understanding of how they lived their lives and how they passed.
My dead father's here in this ring box and this little round container.
He's in there. Hello.
He's in there.
Yes.
He doesn't say much.
No.
We've had some of the world's best. I mean, guys that do similar, women that do similar to what you do.
I remember.
They've been on the radio show. Randoms ring up. They start reading their life and they're crying. They can't believe they know all this stuff.
Yes.
I present my dead father.
Yes.
Nothing.
It's just like a seashell.
You
just
silence. Silence.
Sure. Yeah.
I think
that does every other person's relative have a message except my dad?
We always tell people, I always say, you might come wanting to hear from your mom, and you'll hear from your mother-in-law.
Yeah.
Yuck!
And it's always that kind of idea of you can't dial direct. So as much as I would love to, pick up the phone and connect to George Washington, it just kind of either happens or it doesn't.
So this is what a dead person looks like.
Oh, he's in there. You aren't kidding.
No, my brother's taking this little amount of ashes to Graceland and on the sly sprinkling them into the garden because Dad was a huge Elvis fan.
Oh, I love that. And you got half.
Shit, this bloody bag's got a hole in it.
I wonder which half.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Oh, sorry,
Tyler. My asthma's going to flare up.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. I went to a haunted house once, right? It was like...
Sorry, I've just got to blow Dad off this sheet. I should have got you to blow it.
He's all among us.
Opportunity.
Guile. Anyway, when I came back, it was a flight. Like, we had to catch a flight. When I came back, I swear I bought something with me because my daughter, who was really young at the time, like 1.5, she started like pointing to something and saying ba-ba-ba-ba.
In the corner of the room. Sure.
And it just like, and then there was our next door neighbor had a friend over who was like yourself, like, a clairvoyant medium. And she said, oh, you need to let your neighbor know she's got something.
The neighbor you used to have the bath with?
Yeah, that one.
That's another whole story, Carl.
Tune in. Yes.
You might want to visualize that on the way out. But.
So do you think that's possible? I've always wanted to know, what the story was there.
There is a phenomenon called the hitchhiker effect.
Right.
And it exists, I don't know know if you're familiar with Skinwalker Ranch, but it's in the Uinta Basin.
I've seen that. I've seen some ghost adventures thing on that joint.
Yes.
That's a weird place.
A lot of people have reported after leaving there that they had abnormalities at home, with their families, with their vehicles, technology. So there does something. Does seem
it
to
can
be something
happen.
To it. I personally don't like to like investigate haunted places. Or that
yeah.
kind of thing.
Yeah.
For that very reason.
Well, isn't that for the loony brigade out there?
That's for the ghost hunters.
You've got the real show.
That's
you know?
Right. I think there's something to be said about, you know, exploring consciousness, pushing it to its limits, seeing what's possible. But I try to not dehumanize spirits. And if they are there and if they are in a bad spot, you know, I don't want to make that worse.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Oh, you're very considerate.
Considering they're already dead.
Yeah, I know.
You couldn't get a kinder soul.
Yeah, right.
Alive and in death. He's going to be a sweetheart.
We try. Just bare minimum.
I love it.
So is there anything you can say or from your learnings that you haven't ever shared with anyone before? Mm. Like, what about, we had a makeup artist once who claimed that she used to be intimate with a ghost.
Wow.
And didn't want it.
Yes.
But the ghost wanted it.
That's very complicated.
Have you heard of those things happening?
Yes.
How do you set those boundaries?
I know that's a...
It's complicated.
Does that shit happen?
Hard to say. People self-report, you know, a lot of intense experiences.
Oh, Michael Jackson's
God bless
arrived.
Him. Oh.
The king of the king himself's here.
He's
thank
coming
God
through
you've shown
me.
Up. Yes.
He's coming through me, not you.
I think happening. He's more likely to come through me or Tyler than you.
You know, when LaToya Jackson goes to Hawaii and she lands, she says,
"Aloha."
It's the worst joke.
That was awful.
Stick to reading dead people.
I am a better medium than a comedian. Anyway, unrelated. I'm sure shit happens. Okay, look, sleep paralysis is a thing.
Yeah, I've
people
had that.
People being held down and all that.
Who knows if it's,
I don't know.
If it's a genuine spiritual thing or if it is an amalgamation of just physiological experience and maybe a mix.
It's hard to know.
Hard to say for sure.
Yeah, yeah. I've definitely had sleep paralysis, though.
That's no fun. I've had it medically, due to medicine before. It's intense.
What do you mean the medicine?
Weed.
Yeah. Oh, well, no. Weed actually will take away your sleep paralysis. Generally prevents dream recollection in the long run.
Prevents dream recollection?
Yeah, that's why you can never remember your dreams.
I never remember.
But I said you do. You just don't remember.
Exactly.
Jackie's a big believer in... depending on where the planets are...
Yeah, astrology.
How everything is going to go during the
100%
day.
100% convinced.
I call her... Well, to be rude, batshit crazy. Mm. It doesn't matter where the planets are, does it? Or the rotation of this? Or it's rubbish.
Well, you know, I think there's something about talking about correlation versus causation. And I don't...
I'm sorry, I'm out. I've only got a year 10 education.
That's
me
okay.
Too, so no. You
can you dumb it down?
No, I totally get it. Yeah. I don't believe that the planets cause our personalities to do certain things, but there could be correlations between when we're born and what the planets do.
There could be. See that? Skepticism.
I see the relationship between the planets in our lives, but not in a causal way. Meaning, I don't think, you know, Earth rock or a rock out in space is going to cause me to be more stubborn on one day.
Right.
But from an archetypal symbolic angle, I think there's things to be learned through self-awareness and growth. So.
Yeah.
It's just like a platform.
Do you think spirits can see us self-pleasuring ourselves?
I would imagine. I feel like that would get
do
so
you ever
old.
Feel like, oh, God, I better not... Grandma might be watching.
Grandma definitely had to have sex in order to even have
But do you want parents? You know, sometimes we can get right into this. And
well, Grandma got naughty. I mean, that's
Grandma
how, that's
got
how
naughty.
All of our grandparents, nobody wants to think about it, but they want to get down.
That is true.
They're not preoccupied with our ins and outs.
All right, so they're on a different, it's a different consciousness.
Yeah.
Different, evolved, but I still think in some ways in touch with their humanity, but in some ways kind of superseding it.
What are they doing up there for eternity? Or wherever they are. Sure. What do you think fills their day?
It's a very tricky thing because we quantify a day in a 24-hour period based off of the sun and the earth and our role in the universe. And so if we ascend that, time kind of becomes meaningless in the ways that we quantify it. So
I have no idea what that means, but I believe it.
Yeah, it's just tricky. When we're no longer on earth, time kind of goes up.
You're right, because we are governed. We invented the time, didn't we?
Right.
But time's... still exists. We just
it does, but yeah. If you but were to fly to Venus, time would pass differently than it would here.
Yes, it would pass differently.
So which time is it, right?
If you want to see, know, experience more of Tyler Henry, watch From the Other Side with Tyler Henry right now on Netflix. You're a real network whore, I've noticed. One to the other.
I jump around.
I like that. Don't lock your boat to one rock.
Yeah.
I love that. No eggs in one basket.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I try.
Tyler, great to see you.
Thank you.
We've been monitoring you ever since we first met you, when you're a little shiny little lady. We thought, look at this Mormon kid.
I know. I still feel very Mormon with the blonde. I got highlights just for you.
You just get rid of that collar.
Okay.
And you are back, baby.
I'm back.
You're back.
I'm going to just bring you the Book of Mormon and say, convert.
And we do big fans of the show. We really enjoy your work.
Yeah, we love you, Tyler.
And open to everything and anything.
Thank you. And thank you both for having me.
Especially Jackie.
Early on, I really appreciate
you.
You were so supportive early on.
And great to see Mum out the back still driving him around. Mum, get a license, why don't you tell him?
No, she's going to be a geriatric driver.
Yeah.
A little motor scooter.
We've noticed that there's the driverless cars here, so Mum, she might see those as a threat to her employee.
She might be out of a job, but I don't know. No one hits curbs like she does.
Oh, like me.
Yeah, Jackie and your mum, good. Man, great work.
Thank you.
Congrats, and enjoy life. We love watching you. Tyler Henry.
Kyle, Jackie, this is the
Power of Power.
The Pickup with Britt, Laura and Mitch.
We're going to talk about Bumble, the dating app, but then we remembered Brittany used to be the face of Bumble, the dating app.
Many, 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 many years ago, I did a campaign for them because I was on Bumble and I was single for 10 years. And they were like, hey, can we use your profile as an advert? And I was like, okay. So they put my actual real life Bumble profile was on bus stops around Australia, everywhere. And I still didn't hook up.
The Pickup
with Britt, Laura and Mitch.
Listen live on iHeartRadio. Weekdays from 3.
KISS 101.1. Head to Chemist Warehouse and save more money every year on your regular medication with discounted prescriptions in every store every day.
Score a cheeky weekly deal at Coles Express and Ready Express. This week, grab a Kit Kat Chunky for $2.50 or a 4-20 Traveller Pie, just $3. Only at Coles Express and Ready Express. Offer ends Wednesday. T's and C's apply. See in store.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bron, Chief Vet at RSPCA Victoria. This Thursday is RSPCA's Giving Day. For one day only, whatever you donate to the RSPCA to help animals in our care, our sponsors will match it. Your donation helps make it possible for our team to rescue, rehabilitate and rehome thousands of Victoria's most vulnerable animals every year. More than 90% of our funding comes from the generous support of Victorian animal lovers. So if you can, please search RSPCA and donate this Thursday.
Every morning the sun rises and goes to work, finding savings for more than 700,000 Victorian homes with solar. Switch to solar with rebates and interest-free loans from Solar Victoria and save on the cost of heating, cooling and powering appliances in your home every single day. Put the sun to work. Apply for a Solar Victoria rebate today at solar.vic.gov.au. Eligibility criteria apply. Authorised by Victorian Government, Melbourne.
Does your to-do list give you the ick? Airtasker has you covered. The app where you can hire the right person to do any task. They have the tools, the skills, and lots of verified ratings and reviews from locals just like you. Whether it's scrubbing Barbies, doing the airport pickup, or styling your mullet. There's a tasker waiting to take care of your to-do list so you can spend more time doing what you want to do. Get more done with Airtasker.
You haven't had chicken until you've had charcoal chicken at El Jana. This is not that sweaty stuff you get in the bag. Oh, no. El Jana's charcoal chicken is cooked over a charcoal flame. Crispy on the outside, juicy on the inside, and marinated like it's got a secret to tell you. Best served with their famous garlic sauce. Ooh, there's chicken and there's El Jana charcoal chicken. Visit eljana.com.au for the location nearest to you.
Hi, I'm Si.
And I'm Darcy. We're the college captains of St. Joseph's College in Ferntree Gully.
We're proud to attend a college that gives us the knowledge, skills and support to achieve our goals.
With state-of-the-art learning facilities, vocational options
and our sports academy and incredible sports precinct.
St. Joseph's College enables us to pursue our chosen pathways.
And is a school that prepares us for life.
Enrolments for Year 7 2026 and 27 are now open. Visit stjosephs.com.au to book a tour with our principal.
All right, hold still.
This is the sound of an unnecessary bowl cut.
Whoa, wait. Check money plan. No need to trim the budget that much.
Phew.
There's better tools to help you budget, like MoneyPlan in the CommBank app, one of many simple tools from CommBank to help manage your money. And they just won Canstar's Bank of the Year Award for Best Digital Banking for the 15th year in a row. Conditions apply when using the CommBank app.
Noticing your hair thinning? The Hairy Pill is here to help regrow your hair and your confidence. Get ready to love your hair again with clinical treatment online. Feel empowered knowing you can do something about your hair loss.